This is VPR News. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Burlington's City Council is set to vote tonight on Mayor Merle Weinberger's pick to head up the Burlington Police Department. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, some residents want assurances that the department is committed to bias-free policing.
The mayor's pick is New York City Deputy Inspector Brandon Del Pozo, whose views on racial profiling have raised concerns that Burlington's minority populations would be treated unfairly by police. Denise Dunbar is a Georgia resident who says she's been unfairly profiled by police in Vermont. She says she doesn't want that practice to happen in Burlington, where minority populations are growing.
What I think is important is all those stops where there's no violation other than an officer seeing a face of color in the car and stopping them with whatever preconceived notion they may have.
So Dunbar wants police in Burlington and across Vermont to commit to collecting race data about people who are stopped and not cited for any violations. Del Pozo said race data doesn't need to be recorded for prosecution reasons because a traffic violation has nothing to do with race.
But as far as police management goes, it's a useful management tool, it's a useful oversight tool to know the race of somebody you're stopping in a traffic stop so you can look for evidence of bias.
A 2012 University of Vermont study found that black residents are pulled over at a disproportionately high rate in Chittenden County. Dunbar says ongoing data collection would help police and the communities they serve know if improvements are needed. As to the council's vote on Del Pozo on Monday, Dunbar says she doesn't have an opinion either way. She just wants to make sure the questions are asked.
It's all about due diligence.
The meeting is scheduled to start shortly after 7 o'clock in Burlington City Hall. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.